You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Your come and save her. Better believe it, get on your knees and pray hard. Then pray hard and never look back. Once the world forgave you, then do right, then do good. And it's so hard to do right when you do wrong, when I turn right, but you turn all the way.
Henshaw and welcome. We're glad you're here for a conversation with Dawn Karima. Energetic, exciting, entertaining, and informative.
I am absolutely honored to visit with some of my favorite people in the whole wide world and want to talk about one of my favorite things in the whole wide world, and that's Bold and Bright Academy. And so to start us off, Miss Angie, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Would you please tell us what Bold and Bright Academy means to you?
That's a very open-ended question. It's been so awesome. Like, the director and owner, Miss Bethany, who's going to join us soon. She's just been so wonderful to have teach my kids. And like, I just want to share an example. Right at the beginning, my oldest, who started off with her a year and a half ago in preschool, she would really struggle with her artwork and wanting it to be perfect. And Miss Bethany would just encourage her. That's okay. You're still cool.
You're still learning.
And it just like... It's been everything for her because my daughter loves to do art now. And like, just like she doesn't feel like it has to be any specific thing and perfect. And she's just, that's just what she wants to do every day, crafts and art. And so like, that's, one of my first memories with,
that's beautiful.
With Bold and Bright. Yeah.
Oh, that's beyond beautiful. And I feel like there's a special space now. You know, we've always thought of school as a place that you go, a building where you go, or homeschool. Maybe homeschool was, you know, at your home with curriculum that your family chose. And now we have online space. And Bold and Bright Academy fits right in there. What does it mean to homeschool online to you?
It gives us more opportunities and experiences and like meeting friends. Like, I love that I can homeschool my kids the way that works for them, for me, for my family. And then we also, in addition to that, have these spaces with friends from around the world and connecting with people and, you know, learning different things that, you know, I wouldn't have thought to teach my kids. And so just having the other adult presence. Is that right?
Yeah. I love what you're saying because the children add so much to each other's lives. There are things, not everything is taught. Some of it is caught, right? And there are things that they are learning from one another beyond just the wonderful curriculum and the activities and the lessons and all of that. They talk to each other. They grow together. And that's wonderful. Go ahead.
They inspire each other. Like,
Yes.
they'll, you know, one friend will start talking about, you know, some project that they've been doing or something they've been working on. And then my kids will be like, oh, you've inspired me. I want to do that too. And yeah. And then they share each other's ideas. And yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yes. I love to see their worlds blooming and growing and going forward. And you have a wonderful part in that coming up. And all of our friends who homeschool or are thinking of homeschooling, maybe if they're a little overwhelmed by homeschooling or they haven't quite decided on a curriculum or a program yet, some brand new things are happening at Bold and Bright Academy. Would you tell us about those?
Homeschooling my kids and also being an online teacher, I get like so many ideas of classes I could teach. So it was hard to narrow it down to just a few because I can't teach all the classes I want. I don't have time for that. I would say where it started, my inspiration was because my oldest is going into grade one. And so I look through the, I don't know how many page document, like, I want to say it's like 30 or 50 page document of like curriculum outcomes that a grade one, you know, would want to meet. And I just went through it all and I organized it to be able to address specific goals each week. And then it would keep me on track for the whole year.
Oh, wow.
And also having that organized, I decided to make it two classes a week, like 30 to 60 minute classes. So tops 2 hours a week addressing these outcomes, like touching on them. And then the rest of the week, just like doing life with my kids, like, we can explore those ideas in whatever way we like, whether it's, you know, we're doing math and we're baking or, you know, art projects or crafts or nature, you know, being out in nature. And then those ideas are in our heads and then we can explore them however we want. So I'm very excited about doing that for sure. And then that's kind of like how, I guess it started for me. And then after that, I had a lot more ideas of these different classes that, you know, like a class that can be kind of focused on, I guess, hanging out with friends. It's called Play Pals.
How fun.
And it's inspired by Bethany's classes, who is here now. Shall we?
Yes. Hi, Bethany. Yes. Welcome, Miss Bethany. We're so glad you're here. And we'd love it if you'd share with us the exciting things that are happening at Bold and Bright Academy coming up.
Yeah. Oh, well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be on with both of you at the same time. That's so fun.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, I don't know exactly what Miss Andrew was telling you, but because of her, we got a lot of new classes going on this fall, and I'm super excited for them.
We now have
classes all the way up to 10 years old. We started as just a preschool platform, and now we have live classes up to 10 years old, which is so I'm so excited to keep expanding.
We are too. And I want to thank both of you. I know you've been doing a tremendous amount of work and planning and organizing and meeting and thinking and dreaming and just preparing absolute wonderful classes for our just precious early learners and beyond. So thank you for doing this wonderful work. So Miss Bethany, tell us, all the homeschool families, all the families looking for enrichment or whatever, what are these live classes like?
Well, we have our Preschool Pals class, and that includes a lot of read alouds. It has a lot of activities and songs. We have weekly themes, a lot of phonemic awareness exercises, numeracy, literacy games, things like that. Then we have our Play Pals, which is a lot of chatting, music, playing games, storytelling. That's kind of for older kids, so more like, I think, 3 to 10. And then we have our primary pals, and that is for first graders and touches on all the first grade literacy, numeracy, science, and social studies standards. Then we also have our adventure pals, which I'm super excited to not to start because that just seems so much fun. It's pretty much like a interactive storytelling adventure. So every month, that's on the first Fridays of the month, Miss Angie puts together a story involving all of the students in the class, and they go on an adventure together. So they're immersed in the adventure, and they kind of, is it kind of like choose your own adventure style, Miss Angie?
I don't know what to call it, but yeah, I would say it's kind of like that. Like each month we'll have a different theme. Like we could, you know, have an adventure under the ocean, or have an adventure in space, and, you know, be astronauts. And then, yeah, I really want to involve the kids, and then they can decide like where they want to go next, or which kind of rocket do they want to take to space and stuff like that. And what's going to happen next, and just really involve the kids in the story.
Yeah, and Miss Angie has been teaching me a lot about Zoom and getting animated backgrounds in there. So I think that's going to be a really awesome class that the kids will really look forward to. And then another awesome new class, we have our neighborly pals, which is a Mr. Rogers inspired class, which we all love Mr. Rogers. And I think that one's going to be awesome. It's going to focus on social emotional stuff. We're going to be doing make-believe stories, a lot of songs from Mr. Rogers, share time. And then we have packages that you could pair the classes together. You could take all of the classes in the month. You could pick one or two of the classes. So we have different class packages for that too. And we have drop-in classes and class packs too, like five classes for $30, one class for $10. So we have a lot of different options. If you're not looking to do the full subscription, we just have drop-ins or class packages too.
What about families who've decided this is a great way to homeschool or to provide socialization and enrichment? Is there a way they can take everything?
There is, yeah. You would choose our All Access Pals Pass, and that gets you into our Neighborly Pals, Adventure Pals, Play Pals, and then either Preschool Pals or Primary Pals, depending on the ages.
This is wonderful. This is just marvelous. So how do you see families using this course or this All Access Pass or this drop-in, these PALS classes, Miss Bethany? How do you see them using these in their lives?
Well, if they're looking for a little structure throughout their day, these are set class times. So depending on the class, at that certain time every day, if you choose the all access, then you have classes 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. So it'll put a little structure into their day. It will, they'll be meeting friends from all around the world and going on new adventures every week. If you're in our primary pals, that covers all of the first grade standards, in addition to being social. So they'll have that, like building blocks already put into the curriculum. And then you can just expand on that at home. If you're in preschool pals, it really helps get them comfortable talking, sharing, listening, taking turns, and then kind of brings them out of their shell a little bit. A lot of parents, I think, when they hear preschoolers on Zoom are like, I don't know if my kid can do that. But it's amazing what we see in these classes. The kids just like, they come completely out of their shell, and it's so fun to see. So I wouldn't, if you're worried about your preschooler not being able to do a Zoom class, I wouldn't let that stop you, because we have a ton of fun and it's very laid back. So if you need to take a break, if they need to have a snack during class, a lot of our kids come with a snack or with some drawing things so they can draw while we're doing our activities. So we're very laid back, and whatever works for your child is totally fine. So we make accommodations for all of that. And it's just a really great opportunity to meet some new friends, to get socialized. I mean, even the parents have made good friends in our program. So it's really a great way to build a community, I think.
Absolutely. Do you have a goal of expanding, like with Primary Pals? Isn't that wonderful? That's like a dream come true from preschool, pre-K to Primary Pals. Do you see yourself opening new grade levels as you go, Miss Bethany?
Yeah, I would love that. That is the goal, is to be
Yes.
able to just keep expanding. We started with just preschool, and then last year we added our Kinder Pals, and now we're adding the Primary Pals and all of these other different Pals classes. So the goal is to just keep expanding. You know, every year we'll see what we can do, who we have available for teaching, and if this, I mean, our students in Primary Pals right now have been with us since preschool. So they just kind of keep moving up with us. And it's so fun to be able to watch them all grow throughout this whole process online.
That is. It's delightful. It's really wonderful. Well, how can families get the most out of these classes? You know, they are Zoom classes and they're exciting and full of wonderful fun and friends and all of that. But how can parents make the most of these classes for their child, Miss Bethany?
I mean, some of them, I think, I'm not, I know most of the parents kind of sit with their students, not all of them, but kind of just even if you don't sit with your student during it, talking about it afterwards and including the components into their normal lessons. If they do an activity that they like, you can always do that at home. You can even, I mean, if they're in Adventure Pals, you can continue on with your storytelling at home. You can make art projects about the adventure you went on. You can use it. It would be great, I think, as like creative writing prompts. You can use that as your story and write it down. I think that would be an awesome way to use it. Miss Angie, what do you think? What other ideas do you have since you are one of the parents turned teachers?
Yes, I did want to say those are really fun ideas, and I totally agree about being able to like, oh my goodness, Bethany, like when you pick a theme, oh, like our whole week is that theme, and we just really enjoy, like a couple weeks ago we did a camping week with Miss Bethany in Preschool Pals, and then the whole week we're like pretending we're camping and we're making forts, pretending like we're in tents, and oh, it's just so fun. But I also wanted to say that, with my experience with my kids going to Miss Bethany's class, I love being there with them. I find it really fun to go to with them. But sometimes I'm like exhausted, and Miss Bethany is totally cool. And she's taught this to me, so I like to do it for my parents too. You don't have to like micromanage your kid because we were able to mute, unmute the kids. And so if they're like, you know, they got distracted and they start talking to their like sibling in their room, we just mute them and then like our class can continue, and then the parents don't have to feel bad about, you know, because I've had parents who talk to me about that. They feel bad about, you know, it's hard for them to always be there when their kid has like a 2-year-old sibling who needs help or something, and then they're not there to make sure their kid isn't interrupting. Like it totally works either way. If you want to be right there with your kid, or if you need a break, like yeah, it's pretty cool.
Absolutely. We try to make them, you know, as independent as possible, so there's a need to have the parent there. Some of the parents like to be there to help facilitate, to just to kind of see what's going on. But some parents are totally fine doing something else, and their kid is absolutely fine because, like she said, we can mute, unmute, have an issue. It's not a problem. So it's and usually there's not really much setup, so you don't have to be printing stuff out. Activities are very like, well, we might bring Play-Doh that day, but then they're just bringing Play-Doh and we're working with it together, so it doesn't really need you know, parental supervision. So it's really nice, like you said, to be able to, you know, it can give you a break if you're looking for that. Or if you have older kids that you're working with and you need your younger kid to be kind of occupied during this time, but you don't just want to sit them in front of a TV, you want them to be learning. This is a great opportunity to do that, to have them occupied and learning and meeting new friends, and you can kind of step away and do anything else you need to do.
I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you all are doing. And many homeschool families, many families that choose hybrid education or online education are doing so because there's a need there, whether someone is neurodivergent or there are other issues. I'm going to ask you this question because someone asked it to me. Is everyone welcome at Bold and Bright Academy?
Always and forever. Yes. Yes. In fact, they have some neurodivergent teachers. If they're neurodivergent, they'll fit right in. We are welcoming to everyone. And just because of the way the class flows, it's very, I mean, it's not overwhelming for them. If they, like I said, if they need to step away, if they are not ready to be, you know, talking to everyone in the class yet, that's fine. A lot of kids are a little shy at first. And as they watch and get more comfortable and realize that this is a safe space, then they kind of open up. But yeah, we're very welcoming to all types, anyone and everyone. We love to have them in our class, and they all have something different and exciting to offer.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And I've noticed too, the diversity is so wonderful. You know, children from all over the world, all kinds of different backgrounds and different, you know, just all kinds of differences. And they come together in such a wonderful way at Bold and Bright Academy, that the differences and the diversity actually seem to make us stronger, don't they?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, just yesterday, our New Zealand friends were teaching us about their New Year, and I had never even heard about celebration. So she said, we went over to Grandma's house to celebrate, and I asked how they do that, and they were able to share that with us. And they're, I mean, it's so fun to be able to learn from our peers who are in a totally different environment than we are, all the way across the world, across the country, all coming together and being able to see how other people live. It's so fun.
Absolutely. Miss Angie, when you're teaching these classes, what is your greatest goal?
Oh my goodness, I'm going to start tearing up because I care so much. I want them to understand and learn more about how special they are, and they don't need to be somebody different. Like,
that's beautiful.
When I was a kid growing up, I think I just learned to like try to fit in and just do what I was supposed to, and you know, I wasn't really myself. And yeah, I want all the kids to know that they are so loved and who they are is exactly who, you know, we love. Like, they don't need to be different, or, you know, like.
Yes, you are so loved already by all of us, even before you enroll. We love you. We think about you. We plan for you. We are excited for you to come and to be there. And I think that might be the greatest strength of this program, is that everyone in it is ready to love you exactly as you are. Your parents, your siblings, you, we're ready to just love you and share that love with you in the classroom, in the Facebook group, in a play date, whatever it may be. I think that's our superpower, honestly, is that we love you.
Absolutely. And it's, I mean, you could tell by, we had our preschool graduation, which we kind of turned into a You Are Special celebration. So we had, instead of a talent show, we had a You Are Special show, and all the kids got to show whether it was art or a new skill they learned or a talent they were proud to show. We had tons of different things, and one kid was working on cutting, so he showed us how he could cut vegetables now, and just, you know, things that they're so proud of about themselves. And it was so fun to be able to give them that space to be able to showcase something that makes them proud. And so that's the kind of stuff that we strive to do. We really do want all of our kids to feel loved and heard and special, and that they're welcome just the way they are.
And as an added bonus, what I've noticed is that the children and their families find community as well. I mean, I do see the genuine, real friendships that are developing between parents and between the children, even beyond the classroom. They're friends beyond that. And that's what happens in traditional schools, we hope, right? That, communities rally around the school and the students and all of that. And I see that here. And I'm saying that because so often online education could be cold. Like it just could be just, sit down over there and do this online activity. But instead, it's a whole warmth of community and friendship and all of the learning that you've come to expect at a really high standard. And I think that is marvelous, just marvelous. And I'm not sure we can even convey that to folks. I mean, whatever you're thinking, it's better than that. It's even better than that. And
Yeah.
so it's a wonderful place.
I love hearing about all the friendships that have formed outside of classes. And even just me, like I have felt so accepted and loved. And it's really nice for me to have that place too. 'Cause, as I was saying before, I'm neurodiverse too. And Angie, I've felt the same way as you growing up, that I was just a little different and a little out of place and a little too much. And so having this space where I have not only all the kids who are just so amazing, but all the parents too, who have been so supportive through everything in the past 2 years. I mean, everything that's happened, every step of the way, they have been so supportive. And then to see them forming those friendships too, it's such an awesome space, an awesome community of loving, caring people who are, I mean, we're all each other's cheerleaders, and it's so great.
And you get an outstanding education. And I think that's so important for us to remind everyone. You get a wonderful education. These are excellent teachers and very, very skilled and knowledgeable teachers. And so not only do you have the best of socialization and community and friendship, but you also have the online portal has wonderful classes in it on demand that you can enjoy. And then you have live classes, which are spectacular teachers giving of their hearts and understanding and knowledgeable information. And so this is a wonderful education. And so folks might right now be thinking, this is it. And this is your answer. If you're homeschooling and looking for a curriculum, here you go. If you need some enrichment, oh, here you go. You're looking for socialization, yes, you found it. You want some community, oh, right here. And so all of these things work together to make Bold and Bright just wonderful, truly a wonderful learning experience. So, Miss Bethany, how do they enroll? How do they join this beautiful community of education?
Yeah, they can visit boldandbrightacademyonline.com. You could check out our programs tab, and that has all of our different options. And it also gives an option to schedule a meet and greet with either me or Miss Angie. So when you sign up, we'll schedule a little meeting so we can get to know our students and their families. And if they need help picking a program that works best for them, we can talk about that. If they have any concerns or any questions, we can answer those. And we just want to get to know the students. So when they come to class for the first time, they've already met us, and we're already starting to build that community before classes even start. So you can register on our website at boldandbrightacademyonline.com.
That's wonderful. Well, the number one way that people come anywhere is because someone invites them, right? And so, Miss Bethany, I am going to ask you, we have listeners in all 50 states, 160 countries, all over the world. Invite them to Bold and Bright Academy, please.
You are invited. We would love to have you all on our platform. We love seeing new faces and expanding. And the more we grow our community, the more we can grow our teachers and our classes. So I mean, you are invited to join in on the
Miss Angie, would you please invite our friends who listen?
fun. I everyone who's listening and if you're feeling like this could be a good fit for you, your family, your kid or your kids, I come check it out. Like Bethany said, the meet and greet. I still remember our first meet and greet with Miss Bethany and how excited my oldest was and like it's fun. You can get a sense, and like right away we got a sense of who she was, and just so caring and enthusiastic. It was just very exciting. And then my oldest already knew, like had met Miss Bethany before the first class that she attended. Mm-hmm. And then it was like very exciting. Oh, you already know. Mm-hmm. Like, so yeah, if you're on the fence, yeah, check out the site and click on the meet and greet. Like, it can even be as short as 10 minutes. We could even talk longer. Like, just check us out, like, and see if it's a good fit. Because if it's not, you know, don't worry about it. Like, but if it is, like, we're, yeah, it's, then it would be awesome to get to know you guys and your kids. And yeah,
absolutely. There's no, absolutely. Yeah, there's no commitment with the meet and greet. If you're just looking to see if it's a good fit, schedule your meet and greet and we can talk and see if it's a good fit.
Tell us one more time, Miss Bethany, how do folks connect with you, contact you, be part of what you're doing?
BoldAndBrightAcademyOnline.com is our website. You can also find some clips from my teaching time class on YouTube at Bold and Bright Academy. We're on Facebook and Instagram at Bold and Bright Academy. So there's lots of different ways to find us.
Beautiful. Well, ladies, thank you so much for having this gorgeous conversation with me today. I am so thankful for the work that you're doing and how much love you're putting into all of it. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having us. Love you, ladies.
Love you.
Love you too. And we love Bold and Bright Academy. What a wonderful place to learn. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Lord, can you come and save her? Better believe they get on their knees and pray hard. They pray hard and never look back. What's the world forgave you?
TalkTainmentRadio.com podcast is another way to go for those of you that's on the go. You can now get your favorite programs on most new cell phone technology. Let us work like a DVR and enjoy our podcasts for those shows you can't fit in your busy schedule. The Road to Featured Podcast. Type in TalkTainmentRadio.com. Go to homepage, scroll down to Featured Podcast. Click on play or click on subscribe for more programs. Or you have the option to download. Podcast is the way to go for you busy folks. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Another reason to come. Another reason to stay. Radio, the way it should be heard.
If you don't clean up your room, the Board of Health is going to condemn it.
The Board of Health doesn't even know about your room. What's more, they don't care.
You know, if you keep making that face, it's going to freeze that way.
Not unless you're someplace really, really cold. Actually, a lot of the warnings moms hand out are a bit exaggerated.
If you don't get your blood pressure checked, you could have high blood pressure, not even know it, and you could die from a stroke.
But she's right about that one. Fact is, high blood pressure contributes to 200,000 American deaths each year. And a third of those who have high blood pressure don't know it. If they did, it'd be simple to treat. Call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA1 or visit AmericanHeart.org on the web to learn more. Better still, ask your doctor to check your blood pressure.
If you run with those scissors,
it's the least you can do.
Your daughter doesn't want to talk about why her room is a horrible mess. Your son doesn't want to talk about why he's wearing mismatching socks. Your spouse doesn't want to talk about their bad haircut. Families don't have to talk about everything, but they should talk to plan for an emergency. Pack basic supplies in a go bag, water, canned food, flashlights, batteries, medical supplies, IDs, and some cash. Talk about where you'll meet in case you lose one another. And of course, don't forget to pack the dog treats. Talk to your family and make an emergency plan. Go to nyc.gov/readyny or call 311 to make your family's emergency plan. brought to you by New York City Emergency Management and the Ad Council.
This is the sound of confidence soaring.
Our mission is to educate, inspire, and honor.
This is the sound of honor roaring.
We should never, never forget those that gave their lives.
This is the sound of a generation rising above.
337 for Bravo Fox Papa.
We want to be involved in the education of young people so that they can take our aircraft and the stories that our pilots tell and realize their own dreams.
The Commemorative Air Force honors the heroes of yesterday while educating and inspiring the heroes of tomorrow.
Your future and how you live your life is dependent on how you think.
You can learn more at commemorativeairforce.org right now.
Hey, I'm Haley Kiyoko, and I know what it's like to struggle with mental health issues. If you have a friend that's going through a tough time, now is the perfect moment to reach out. Learn how to start the conversation at seizetheawkward.org.
Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Hey, it's me, your cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Yeah. Night Shield. Honey Dawn. Cloud Walker. Just live your life, don't let it live you. Listen to your heart, cause it speaks the truth. Follow my lead, you can't break me down. Strong, red, and proud. Strong, red, and proud. Rest in peace to my brothers and sisters. Dakota, Maine, we sure gon' miss ya. Lost a friend, but we gained an angel. Maybe that's why he had to take you. There for us in our time of need. Honor thy people now, please believe.
Without a prayer. love my people, and we should never forget how we overcame every obstacle we met. With help from our creator, our path was set. Let's live in a way that we can't regret. Whether it's diluted or our blood is full, we're responsible with the heavy load to pull. The world tempts our children to abandon our ways, but they can't stop the clans or our plans when we pray. And our fam and our crew, we roll to powerful places like Chota and Tanasi, Red Clay, Katua and Nkwasi. We come from this dust, someday we'll return, so we must teach our youth what they need to learn. Jesa to save us and our elders to train us to live in this world and still remain us.
Doing what I do, but my dedication to the rhyming is a true testimony to everything that I believe. Music is the medicine a warrior achieves. In the lab, I level out the elemental flow. In a rush of rhythm, I am telling what I know. Truth inside a renegade is ready to release. In a therapeutic symphony, giving inner peace. I never let any critic get a beat. Your philosophy is not an easy read, so lessen your aggression, experience the real. Open up your senses, accept the mass appeal.
Rhythm chemistry makes music for your soul. Sonic alchemy turns history into gold. Saint Mike, honey, don't you know how we roll? Change lives, heal hearts, make the people whole. Rhythm chemistry makes music for your soul. Sonic alchemy turns history into gold. Saint Mike, honey, don't you know how we roll? Change lives, heal hearts, make the people whole.
The world's greatest radio, TalkTainmentRadio.com.